At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal in New York. All this week, we're looking at 5G technology and how it will change the world around us. Coming up, J.R. Whalen will talk with The Wall Street Journal's Drew Fitzgerald about how 5G will unleash the Internet of Things and the implications that will have for data privacy. First, here are some headlines. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said he regretted calling the murder of a Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, a, quote, mistake. In a video interview with a media outlet Axios that aired Sunday on HBO, Khosrowshahi was asked whether the managing director of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund should be re-elected to Uber's board after the killing of Khashoggi. On camera, Khosrowshahi said that he thought the Saudi government admitted they made a mistake and later added that people make mistakes, but it, quote, doesn't mean they can never be forgiven. About an hour after the interview, the CEO said he misspoke and sent Axios written retraction. On Monday, Khosrowshahi tweeted that he said something in the moment that he did not believe. The Saudi Arabia Fund is Uber's fifth largest shareholder. The venture capital industry has long been known for lacking diversity, and fundraising has been difficult for some founders of color. Precursor Ventures, a San Francisco seed stage firm, has created a list of venture firms and angel investors that have invested in at least two early-stage startups led by underrepresented founders. The list has more than 60 firms, including some well-known names such as Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia Capital, and True Ventures, as well as some smaller or lesser-known firms. And Google is working with Ascension, the second-largest healthcare system in the United States, on a secret project to collect personal health data from millions of Americans across 21 states. The initiative, dubbed Project Nightingale, has access to lab results, doctor diagnoses, and hospitalization records. Neither patients nor doctors have been notified. According to a person familiar with the matter, at least 150 Google employees already have access to the data of as many as tens of millions of patients. You can hear an in-depth interview about the program in Monday's PM edition of the Wall Street Journal What's News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
One of the great promises of next-generation technologies is the ability to create an Internet of Things, a network of connected devices learning about their surroundings, powering things like smart homes and cities to autonomous vehicles. And Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald joins us to discuss. So, Drew, how do 5G networks help bring these ideas closer?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. These types of machines, when you talk about 5G, you're often talking about devices that are not phones. These are things like factory robots and video game headsets and a lot of other things that can be made a lot more powerful by this technology. Also things that observe our physical world. So cameras, sensors, devices that can pick up your phone or other details about their surroundings when things pass in front of them. These are all things that exist in the world today. What 5G does differently is dramatically brings down the cost of connecting them to the network. A lot of them are connected with fiber optic connections or maybe linked up via Wi-Fi today, which come with their own limitations. What some of the promise of 5G cellular networks is the ability to link up thousands or even millions of these devices per square mile in a cheap and efficient way.
But that'll also mean there's a lot of data out there about individuals, and even more than now. What could that reveal about a person, and should we be concerned?
Well, some people are raising concerns, and a lot of the issues that are being brought up are the same that are the same types of concerns that we've heard about for years now with our current internet ecosystem today. So a lot of the concerns are about incidental collection. These are devices that just by their nature will suck up a lot of information about people and people's personal information, regardless of whether it's part of that device's purpose to begin with. So one example of that that is more than a decade old, for example, is when Google went out and in its early days took a lot of pictures of streetscapes around them and put all that information online. They got into a bit of a thicket, especially in Europe, over all the information, all the people's faces that were just being picked up and posted publicly without their knowledge or their consent. After the fact, Google came up with a way to automatically blur those faces. But it was an issue that only came to the forefront after the company started gathering this information.
You know, data privacy and data breaches are already a big issue in tech. How are regulators in the U.S. preparing for this new 5G revolution?
Well, a lot of the privacy regulation or proposed rules that are being put forward today aren't designed specifically for 5G, and that makes sense. They're focused on the data itself and what type of information companies are allowed to collect and what they're allowed to do with it once they collect it. So it's not focused on what types of devices are collecting this information or even focused on what's happening in our physical world or indoors. But there's no federal privacy legislation that has passed in the recent past from Congress here in the U.S. There are very strict rules, obviously, in the European Union. That's GDPR, and that applies often as much to information gathered from people's activity online as it is to other types of data that technology companies can gather from people just in the physical world.
Is it too early in the 5G process and the 5G generation for there to be regulations coming out of U.S. agencies, or are those on the way?
Well, a lot of people would argue that it's not too early since these devices are on their way very soon. And 5G standards are already being used on cellular networks today, and they're going to become much more common in the next few years. But there is no federal legislation applied to these types of networks yet. Yet the data will be collected either way in the coming years. You can see a lot of that in Asia, where, incidentally, a lot of the 5G networks are being deployed the most aggressively. They're being deployed in South Korea, to an extent in Japan, and all over China. And analysts point out that a lot of the economic benefits that come from using 5G on a whole group of new devices and business use cases that we've never seen before are going to come out of Asia, because a lot of the companies that are looking at these opportunities are based in Asia. By the same token, certainly in mainland China, there aren't the same concerns about personal privacy or the same rules applied to the government use of that sort of information as there are in the U.S. or certainly in Europe.
So, Drew, when does connecting your information become surveillance? And are there any safeguards set up in those systems to prevent that?
Well, at this point, there are hardly any safeguards that apply specifically to information gathered from the physical world, specifically by some of these devices that are part of what you call the Internet of Things, right? That's an industry term for just really everything other than a phone that can be connected to the network. But there are privacy advocates who are looking at this issue and really thinking about it, because there are going to be a lot of business models that are based on using this information and a lot of benefits to consumers. Some ideas that have been thrown out there are it could be used to more accurately pinpoint a person's phone, better than GPS. Well, that could be used for seamless checkout in a store, or it could be used for legitimate public safety benefits. There are companies that are looking at the way that 5G technology can be used for faster computing and faster facial recognitions to spot people in public who police may want to be able to identify. By the same token, though, there are legitimate concerns about what sort of safeguards people are applying to people's personal information out in the field.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Drew Fitzgerald joining us from our Washington Bureau. Drew, thanks for coming on the show.
Happy to be here.
And that's your tech news briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.